We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. Taxi drivers continue to press Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to restore their ability to pick up passengers at LAX at the curb. Let's go live now to LA City Hall and KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
Dressed in bright yellow t-shirts, they came here to City Hall to deliver a petition to the mayor's office signed by more than 1,000 taxi drivers. They say their jobs are on the line since the LA exit lot opened that forced taxis to wait for passengers alongside ride-hail services such as Uber and Lyft. Martine Manukian is an LA Yellow Cab co-op president.
Therefore, it's my duty to support them to make sure their livelihood is in a safe situation, that they already lost more than 40-50% of business, and we don't want to lose it anymore because we cannot survive.
The taxi drivers want the mayor to allow them to resume curbside pickup for at least 90 days. They believe that will show that they are not the cause of traffic congestion at the airport. A spokesperson for the mayor has previously said that the LA exit lot is necessary, adding that the mayor is pleased that LAWA has put a plan in place that gives taxis even more queuing space and ensures that they are the first vehicles that passengers see when they exit the shuttle. Reporting live at City Hall, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Delta Airlines is facing more lawsuits over the flight in January, where the pilots made a low-altitude jet fuel dump over schools and homes before making an emergency landing at LAX. Let's go live to Westwood now. KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Several students at LA's Pioneer High School are now suing Delta over that January 14th incident. Jet fuel rained down on them while they were on campus. They had to be decontaminated.
Normally, the procedure is you drop the fuel over the ocean when it's feasible. And then if you can't do that, you do it at a certain altitude because then it will completely dissipate before hitting the ground. We're going to find out what went wrong, and we are optimistic that Delta will want to have a conversation with these kids.
It's attorney Matt McNicholson. He tells KNX that the lawsuit alleges that the pilot did break protocol, didn't even warn LAX Tower in advance. The jet was fueled up for a flight to Shanghai, China, when the pilot declared an emergency and then dumped fuel at an altitude of about 2,000 feet. In a statement, Delta has said that it's concerned about anybody who was injured and has only said that the plane needed to get to a safe wait for an emergency landing. Live in Westwood, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
A raging fire sent people running for their lives in Tustin early this morning. Investigators still trying to figure out what caused it. Two people were taken to the hospital with smoke inhalation.
It was 3 a.m., dark, and suddenly dogs started barking. People were running, and the smell of smoke was everywhere. Flames were shooting up from this two-story apartment building near Williams and McFadden in Tustin.
I woke up to my parents like saying, well, let's go. Like, there's a fire, like, we have to evacuate, get all your stuff. Get ready, let's go. We got out and there was a huge fire. Everything was burning.
That child talked to CBS, too. The fire burned so fast and so hot that it wasn't long before the roof collapsed. The Red Cross is now helping people chased from their homes to provide shelter and information on what's next. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The former L.A. Archbishop, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, facing a new lawsuit over the child abuse scandal in the local Catholic Church. He's being sued by a 32-year-old man who says he was sexually assaulted repeatedly by Father Michael Baker in South L.A. back in the 1990s when he was between the ages of 6 and 10. Attorney John Manley tells KNX this priest should have never been assigned to the area.
The cardinal absolutely knew he was a pedophile. He'd actually approved him going to pedophile treatment in New Mexico, brought him back, put him in a parish with a school, and Father Baker savaged children.
Manley says he would like L.A. County D.A. Jackie Lacey to reopen a criminal investigation into Cardinal Mahoney. The Archdiocese has paid out hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements with hundreds of people who say they were abused by priests. The state's legislative analyst office says the governor's plan on dealing with the homelessness problem won't cut it and will just add more red tape when it comes to getting the money to cities and counties.
The report was very critical of the plan, not about the money. The governor wants to pump $1.4 billion into the issue, but the analyst's office says the plan is not focused enough and called on lawmakers to find a better solution. The governor, meantime, acknowledged the crisis.
And we need to own that. We need to address that issue.
He was on Late Night with Seth Meyers and laid a lot of the blame on the lack of affordable housing in California and NIMBYism. Not in my backyard.
We have a housing crisis, no surprise, but the NIMBYism is out of control.
L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino says the governor's plan does add a layer of red tape, and he says it's bad enough already.
It is, it's taken a while using state land to build a temporary emergency shelter. It took an act of Congress, literally.
He says the process has to be made more efficient, especially the money flow.
We have to streamline these dollars into local counties and municipalities.
Buscaino wants the governor to declare a state of emergency. Near downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.